This is Robert Cording. I'm going to read four poems from a new collection called Common Life. The first poem is called Parable of the Moth. Consider this. A moth flies into a man's ear one ordinary evening of unnoticed pleasures. When the moth beats its wings, all the winds of earth gather in his ear, roar like nothing he has ever heard. He shakes and shakes his head, has his wife dig deep into his ear with a Q-tip, but the roar will not cease. It seems as if all the doors and windows of his house have blown away at once. The strange play of circumstances over which he never had control, but which he could ignore until the evening disappeared as if he had never lived it. His body no longer seems his own. He screams in pain to drown out the wind inside his ear and curses God, who, hours ago, was a benign generalization in a world going along well enough. On the way to the hospital, his wife stops the car, tells her husband to get out, to sit in the grass. There are no car lights, no street lights, no moon. She takes a flashlight from the glove compartment and holds it beside his ear, and unbelievably, the moth flies towards the light. His eyes are wet. He feels as if he's suddenly a pilgrim on the shore of an unexpected world. When he lies back in the grass, he is a boy again. His wife is shining the flashlight into the sky, and there is only the silence he has never heard, and the small road of light going somewhere he has never been.